Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back to celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, in the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with David Rubin, former mayor of Shiloh, Israel. He joins us from Jerusalem. His book is Trump and the Jews. David, tell us how we can find your book, and how can we find you online?
Well, you could do both at DavidRubinIsrael.com.
All right.
Rubin is spelled R-U-B-I-N.
DavidRubinIsrael.com. So check it out, folks. Trump and the Jews is a fascinating book. I think you'll enjoy it. David, we were talking about the future of Israel with in a new administration, in a Biden administration that seems to, based on history and based on the promises, the things that they're actually saying, will not be continuing the pace toward peace in the Middle East. I hope I'm wrong. I hope that isn't the case. But it's going to be interesting to watch if there are any more peace deals with Israel created, which Trump created three of those. He was responsible for three of those unprecedented peace deals. And instead, we could be, I hope we're not, but we could be returning to an Obama-era favorability of Iran, which is an evil empire. David, in terms of Israel's next steps in the region, they've had a champion. They've had somebody to stand in front of them and to forge peace with unlikely partners for Israel in the last 4 years. That man is gone now. That administration is gone. And the new one is troubling. Will Israel be in a position? Do you think Israel will step up itself then and take the lead and act unilaterally to prevent a nuclear Iran?
Well, Israel always has acted unilaterally when there's an existential issue at stake. Menachem Begin, the prime minister back during the Reagan administration, he just went forward unilaterally and destroyed the Iraqi nuclear reactor at that time. He got criticized for it, but he got cheered in Israel because he actually saved a lot of lives.
Right. Go ahead.
Secondly, the Syrian nuclear reactor was destroyed as well, and that was done unilaterally on the first day that it was supposed to go operational. So, yes, absolutely, Israel would go forward if it's an existential issue, and we'll see how strong and how firm the Prime Minister of Israel will be with President Biden. That still remains to be seen. We have elections, by the way, in March 23rd, so that could change some things. But as it stands now, there is not, when it comes to the Iran issue, it's not just Israel that will stand firm. Israel now has an unofficial strategic alliance with five, six Arab countries in the region that are also very concerned about Iran.
Including a de facto relationship with winking and nod, if nothing else, with Saudi Arabia. So, do you have any idea why the Biden administration? Any idea why they would favor Iran? What would be the motivation to do that?
Well, you have to understand on the left. The left is different from the right. On the right. You only have anti-Semitism, anti-Israel sentiment
right
among the very extreme extreme far right. You have some neo-Nazis. But it's very, very...
I've only got 30 seconds.
You know, it's small in numbers.
Right.
It's small in numbers. On the left, you have the radical left, which is anti-Israel. And that's the real issue.
Isn't that tantamount to anti-Semitism? It is anti-Semitism. That's anti-Zionism.
If you're anti-Zionist and you're anti-Israel, then you're anti-Semitic, because Israel
exactly
is
right.
The only Jewish country in the world.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. And I don't mind saying that I am a Zionist. As a Christian, I am a Zionist. Hey, David, thank you for being here. Good job. Well done. Keep up the good work over there, and stay safe, and come back soon.
Thank you.
Shalom, my friend. David Rubin, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget his book called Trump and the Jews. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.